This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Evansville Regional Airport will once again have nonstop service to Chicago later this year. Governor Eric Holcomb's office announced Friday, American Airlines plans to relaunch its twice-daily route to its Midwest hub at Chicago O'Hare Airport beginning September 4th. Ron Romaine, the executive chairman of United Companies.
Well, we've got so many corporate headquarters here, plus just general business travel, that we've got to have routes going north. And you know, we've been out of service since COVID, and now we've got it back. It's just a breath of fresh air. It's just critically important to our business community. You know, you can't do business if you can't get to see your customers and suppliers and that sort of thing. So it's great news.
The city of Evansville has been pushing for a return of flights to Chicago after the airport lost that service more than 2 years ago. City officials credit the business community for adding its voice to the effort. Indiana's tech sector posted strong venture funding activity in the first quarter, landing a combined $348.8 million through 29 deals, a new TechPoint report says. According to TechPoint's first quarter Indiana Tech Venture report released Thursday, last quarter's deal value was by far the strongest first quarter funding activity since the organization began tracking such data in 2015. In comparison, the previous high water mark was in the first quarter of 2021, when the venture investment totaled just shy of $150 million. In all other years since 2015, first quarter venture funding was below $100 million. Inc. magazine is out with its annual Female Founders 250 list, and two Central Indiana entrepreneurs are included. The publication identifies what it calls, quote, the most dynamic women in business, and the list is determined through three rounds of judging on criteria such as revenue growth, funding, and stories of impact. Megan Glover, CEO of Zionsville-based 120 Water, was one of the Indiana representatives on the list. Glover co-founded the water management software company in 2016 and recently closed on a $43 million Series B round of funding. Dr. Manasa Mantravedi, a board-certified pediatrician and founder of Indianapolis-based Ahimsa, is also included on the list. Ahimsa produces a line of stainless steel tableware for children, as well as stainless steel lunch trays, which are designed to reduce the use of plastic during mealtimes. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Indiana State University on Thursday announced Matthew Graves as the next men's basketball head coach. Graves has served as associate head coach for the Sycamores since 2021 and succeeds former head coach Josh Schertz, who resigned last weekend. Graves, who is 49, helped lead Indiana State to the NIT championship game, where the Sycamores lost to Seton Hall 79-77. ISU finished the season with a 32-7 record, marking the most wins since the team's 1978-79 season. Graves' coaching career also includes stints with Xavier University, the University of Evansville, the University of South Alabama, and Butler University, where he was associate head coach when the Bulldogs went to back-to-back NCAA championship games. Cities, towns, and counties across Indiana received a piece of over $207 million through the Community Crossings Matching Grant Program to improve their roads and infrastructure, the state announced Wednesday. In total, 252 communities received matching funds through the spring round. The grant funding stems from the state's local road and bridge matching grant fund. Since 2016, about $1.7 billion has supported road improvement projects. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita on Thursday called out the Indiana Department of Health and the Indiana Public Access Counselor for collusion and issued a non-binding advisory opinion saying terminated pregnancy reports are public records. IDOH changed its policy after the state's new abortion ban went into effect, which meant providers performed fewer abortions. State health officials were worried that information on the report could indirectly identify the women getting the procedure and saw a ruling from Indiana's public access counselor. Britt's ruling isn't binding, however, and Rokita noted that IDOH never asked the Attorney General's office for legal advice, even though he is the state's attorney. A response from IDOH reaffirmed its stance that the records are confidential under Indiana law, referring to Britt's opinion. They did not comment on Rokita's position. In case you missed it, Indiana Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg says competition among the 15 regions that applied for funding through the second round of the Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or READY 2.0, was fierce. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation Board approved the $500 million in funding, and six of the regions received the highest allocation of $45 million. Rosenberg said the IEDC has already set up meetings with each region, though there is no set timeline for when projects will be announced for funding. TechPoint CEO Ting Guti is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.